Hey, my name is Jinwoo Jung from Samsung Electronics, and I'm a senior engineer and working on managing core APIs, including the design of API specs and review and some testing core APIs and planning the further strategy of the API usage. And this is my great honor to have a talk in the last session of the last day at this conference. So today, I'm going to talk about Titan Core APIs, which is very essential to build in-house applications for Titan platform. And as described in the abstract for this session, the target audience of this session will include OEM engineers and platform developers who can make their own in-house applications. So please note that the content of this session may not be available for the third-party application developers, but it is also true that the content of this session will help you understand how the internal APIs of Titan platform works and what kind of modules are in it. So let me start. And before talking about Titan core APIs, I'll just briefly leave you about the Titan architecture. And as many people know about Titan, the Titan officially provides a public layer, which consists of a web framework and the native framework. And under this public layer, we have an intermediate layer, which is called a core subsystem. And this subsystem is very close to Linux kernel and device drivers. And the public layers, including web and native frameworks, are now focusing on the app development productivity. So web framework is now providing the state-of-the-art HTML5 and W3C APIs and Web UI framework, as well as web device APIs. And full-featured native app development and features are also supported by native framework. And what about core subsystem? As you saw from the previous figure, the core subsystem is providing common features for web and native framework as an underlying layer. So we are doing our best effort to the optimize the performance issue for the modules in this layer. And what about app types for Titan? Yes, as you know, Titan provides a public web and native application types. So these applications are located in this layer, and these applications are using just public APIs, which means the web APIs and native APIs, to get full support for package install, upgrade, removal, and security, backward compatibility, and so forth. So anyone can use these public APIs to build their own web apps or native apps. And there are many sample apps also included in the current Titan SDK. And we have another sort of application type called core application in the Titan platform. So these core applications are just kind of application located in this layer, not the public ones. So just keep in mind that core applications are using the internal API sets in the core subsystem. And what about the in-house apps, which is the main target of this session? So briefly speaking, in-house application is just a kind of a application, core application, but the preloaded and only developed by device implementers like a platform vendor. So the preloaded call app or calculator, gallery, and the context apps can be sort of as in-house applications. So, but one might say that he or she wants to use web or native applications as their own in-house applications. Considering the performance issue, which is, remember that I said the modules in core is very close to Linux kernels and the fundamentals of Titan platform, so there is some optimized performance. So when we consider about performance, preloaded core applications will take the position of in-house application. So it's important. The core framework is important for building in-house applications. So to sum up, as we can see in this figure, core framework is very close to the fundamental of Titan. So it is lightweight, and faster, so therefore more scalable than these public layers. So for those who want to build their own in-house applications or service running very smoothly on any Titan mobile phones from low-end model to high-end model, these modules in the core layer or core subsystem will be one of the most essential and important parts. So I said in-house application is a special kind of core application that are using core APIs. So I just want to give you more details about core applications. So let's revisit the core application. What is core application? Core application is just kind of application running core APIs for Titan, which fully utilize device features. And I will give you a more detailed description about the core APIs later. So in this moment, just keep in mind that core APIs are just a set of internal APIs in core subsystem. And then, similar to general applications, the core apps also can have a user interface. So for user interface component, Titan provides an inline foundation libraries, also known as EFL, which is covered by Daniel in the previous session. And for logics, we provide core APIs, which can support some device features such as app framework service, social, multimedia, and other device-related features. So using a combination of EFL APIs and core APIs, the platform vendors can build their own in-house applications very easily. And there are two types of core apps. The first one is a UI application, which has a graphical user interface to interact with the users. So for these application types, we can build using EFL and core APIs. And the second one is a service application. This application is a kind of background service. So it doesn't have any kind of graphical user interface, so we can just build this kind of applications using only core APIs. And core apps also has its own life cycle. But this is very similar to that of native applications. So we have five app status, that is ready, created, post, running, and terminate. And there is also a transition between the web between the app status. So for example, if the application is launched, then application status will be just ready. And before starting the main event loop, some initialization routines will be executed, and this status is called created. And after that, by starting the main event loop, the application will become the frontmost window with a focus. This is called running status. And if an application loses its focus, and then becomes invisible to users, this will be paused. There may be some scenarios that can make an application get paused. For example, if a user just want to go back to home screen or some application event with a higher priority, such as incoming calls event, when that kind of event is invoked, then your application will be hidden and those kinds of applications will show up. So it is just running in the background. It was not terminated, but just not invisible to users. So this is called post. And from any of the created, running, and post status, your applications can be immediately terminated. So we need some callbacks regarding app lifecycle to handle this transition between the app status, so to perform some appropriate actions. So for example, app creation callback will be called before the main event loop starts. So some UI generation code or initialization routine for your application should be placed in this callback. And what about the app termination callback? App termination callback is invoked when your application is terminating. So some routines for releasing all resources that application already requested should be here in the app termination callback. And there are two options to launch your core applications. The first one is a user interaction. So you just can launch core applications by touching icons in the home screen. And the second option is the recast from the another application. So assume that you just have to make your own application, and this application is just a file list browsing application. And you just want to show some image files using another application's capability when a user just touches image type file through your application. In that case, you can just send a request with a message like this. Hey, please show these image files using your feature, not mine. I will give you more details about the image file, like what kind of type and URI of an image file. So this request is called App Control Service, which is already used in web APIs and native APIs. So it's not the new one. Then what about the recasted application? To handle that kind of request, the recasted application should have a mechanism for handling that request. So such a routine should be placed in App Service callback. So can you see this code snippet? Somewhat blurry, but using the past service handler, the applications can get information about the what kind of request was passed and what kind of image, what kind of file should I handle, and what is the URI. So using this information, and the request application should handle that request accordingly. And also, there are some additional callbacks for handling the general system events, such as low memory detected, or low battery detected, or device orientation changed, or language changed status, or region format changed. So if you want to handle this system event, then some routine should be placed in each callback functions. So this is just a basic concept of a core application. And then this is time to take a look at the details of the core APIs itself that each core applications can use. So this is a definition of a core API. Core API is a selected set of well-structured APIs in core self-system to improve the usability of device features. And this is mostly written in C, not the C++ or JS. So also, please note that not all the APIs in core framework are the core APIs. So core applications are only using a selected set of core APIs to provide their own features or services to users. And this is a domain layout of the core subsystem. We have 10 domains, each of which consists of some submodules with a specific purpose. So using the modules in this core subsystem, you can manage application info, system and device, and multimedia data, and private information. Also, you can use or provide some features such as network and connectivity-related features, cellular, messaging service, and LBS, and user interface and user experience. And we also provide a set of open source libraries as essential system libraries. And from this slide, I will just briefly list up what kind of modules are in each framework and give you when to use and how to use for these modules. So the first one is about App Framework module. This is one of the most important modules in the core subsystem because this is the basic and the fundamentals of a core application. So there are 8 modules, and using application or app manager or package manager, you can manage the app lifecycle of the core application, or you can just use app control service, or you can install and uninstall some packages or applications using package manager, and if you just wanna get some information about application, then you will be able to use App Manager module in App Framework service. And as can be seen in this figure, this is a sort of a notification. So if you want to manage some notification using core APIs, just use the APIs in notification module. And if you need some IPC between applications, the message portal module will be very useful. And if you want to just add a add-to-home feature in your core application, that shortcut module will be helpful. And what about system and storage framework? Using the modules in this framework, you can get some status of a device, such as sensors, USB, SD card, battery, and CPU, and powers. And if you want to get some general information and the system configuration about the device, you will use system info, runtime info, and vconf. And vconf can be used for a simple notification mechanism between the applications. And dlog will provide log output for your debugging activities. And the questions in text box will show you when to use this module. So what about this question? So how long can I use my phone? If you want to handle this question, you have to know the current battery status. So in this case, you should use system info or runtime info or power. Okay, then let's assume that you just want to get the current Wi-Fi status. In this case, you will need runtime info module and runtime info get value into function in it. And just calling this function with a key value, you will easily get the current Wi-Fi status as shown in this code snippet. Maybe this is also some blurry, but yes, but as you can imagine, the use of Core API is very simple. It's not that complicated, even though it is only C-based language, but also it provides some various features and powerful features compared to the native web APIs. And just by just changing the key value, you will be able to check if Wi-Fi hotspot or tethering or vibration is enabled or not. Okay, and the location of framework in core subsystem provides a general LBS features like position information, satellite, GPS status, and we also provide geocoding service and POI and root service. And the text in this box will be very practical. If you want to find the slowest route to your wife or husband, then just use a combination of these modules with a careful consideration. And what about network and web framework? Using the modules in this module, you can set or manage some network and connectivity features such as Bluetooth, NFC, tethering, serial, Wi-Fi, and modem data connection. And in case you just want to download the contents of a given URL to your mobile phone, the download module, you can just download use the download module. So if you want to just download TDC logon file using the free Wi-Fi under you, just use Wi-Fi module and URL download module. And this is for telephony. The call and TAPI module can manage some call-related information and services for voice call and video call. And if you want to obtain some information from a SIM card, then use a SIM module to get information about mobile country code, network code, and service provider's name. Also, you can get some cellular network status information like roaming status, RSSI, and network type. You will be able to use network info module. And this is for messaging. So if you want to use SMS, MMS, and email related service, you can just use a message service and email service module. Using this module, you can create messages and set some properties for messages. And also, you can send messages very easily. And of course, you can search for some messages or emails with a filter. And if you want to use Pushy service, then Pushy module is prepared for you. And yes.
These questions will be sometimes very often for you or for me. So assume that in my case, whenever I send a message to my girlfriend like this, honey, where are you? I'm just waiting for you more than 1 hour. Then she immediately responds to that message like that. Okay, I'll be there soon. Then, so let's figure out how this kind of automatic response to the incoming SMS can be done in the Titan module, in the modules in Titan. So it's very easy. There are four steps. So using message service module, you can just create a SMS messaging and set receiver's number and set text to be sent, and then just send an SMS. So using the there are some try and catch routines for these lines, but using just four lines of C language, you can make a SMS message and easily can send an SMS to the receiver. So, and if you just have registered some callbacks for incoming messages, then and then you prepare some parser to detect where are you message, then automatically responding to your girlfriend or boyfriend will be possible. Okay, and this is for media and content. The modules, and using these modules like image util, video util, and audio I/O and sound manager, you will be able to manage data like image, of course, image, video, and audio data. And using player and camera and recorder module, you will be able to build your own music players or video players or recorder apps. And if you just want to make your own gallery or album apps, use media content, which is managing information about the media files in your mobile phone. And this is a social. Social in the modules in the social framework provide some features for private information like calendar events and group contacts and some account information for your application. So if you just want to register an account for your application, use account module for that case. And using calendar service and contact service, you can insert, update, remove the data, or you can search for records with filters, or you can save your contact or contact information into your SIM card. So the text in this box is very practical. So it's safe to record your wedding anniversary rather than your birth date. So please be careful using calendar database in the Titan platform. And this is the last framework except open source libraries. So Titan provides a set of libraries that can interact with the users in a more interesting way. So if you want to interact with the users using voice, just use STT and TTS module. And if you just want to give some vibration to users, then feedback will be helpful. And also, if you want to interact with the users continuously in the home screen, you can make a dynamic box for your application. And a dynamic box is also known as a widget in general Android systems. Okay, then what kind of a text can be here? Any suggestion? When to use these modules for your core application? Okay, I just used STT module, and I couldn't recognize any sound. So in this case, this box can be null because no one says anything. So this is the last framework, the open source software. So we also provide a set of open source libraries to support graphics, Windows system like an X, and internationalization using libICU, and XML JSON parsing, and database utility and base utilities. Also, we have presented about the EFL in the previous presentation. And this EFL is a main open source framework used in Tigent to provide a life cycle and event loop or some threading and some IO utils and another some basic functionalities. Okay, so I've just briefly reviewed about the domain layout and the use of uses of core APIs in Tigent. And then I'll just give you a brief tip or styles about core APIs. For example, there is a naming convention for each core API. So for function, each core API has namespace prefix and is followed by verb and object. So if you just take a look at the name of function, you will get you will figure out what kind of action each function can do. So let me see. This function maybe belongs to the camera module, and the purpose of this function is to set capture format. So just take a look at the function, then you will understand what that function can do. And similarly, the callback functions have an underbar CB suffix for in its name, and each data structures also have their own naming convention. So if you just look at the name of the data structures, then you will figure out, okay, this is for handlers, this is for a data structure like enum and or structures. And all of the core APIs will return an int type error value to check whether you're invoking a function was successfully finished or not. And then some common error values are already defined in Tigent header file. And of course, some module-specific errors are already defined as enum in each framer. So someone might want to see some overall summary about the core APIs and want to see documented reference, then use Doxygen. The current core API headers are already ready to generate API reference for you. So if you want to see that, just download the framework source from the Tigent.org and build using Doxygen. After building the API reference, you will see the brief and detailed information about each function. And then you will understand what kind of parameters are required and the meaning of the return values and what is the related APIs for each function. Okay, so as mentioned by Daniel in the previous session, if you just want to try to build and implement your core applications and install them into the reference target or emulator, just try to use Platform SDK. You can build EFL application using this SDK, and Platform SDK will also support GBS build and RPM packaging. And if you just click Learn As, then it will automatically install your core application into emulator or a target device. But please note that the content, I mean the core APIs in the Tigent platform, is only internal use. So the core applications cannot be published through the Tigent store. So this is why I said the core APIs are for in-house applications. Okay, so I have reviewed and just briefly explained about domain layout or usage of a core API. So if you have any questions about usage of a core API, please feel free to ask any questions. Yes.
Thank you.
I was wondering for app use outside of internal, like in-house uses, is there any planned functionality of integrating some of the features of the core APIs into like the JS bridge or exposing any of that to just the standard?
Currently, most of the functions in core layers are already implemented in native, but some other functions functions with additional enum values, additional parameters, are not open to the third party. And this is just due to the strategic decision. So I think in the current situation, that those kind of additional features will not be open to the third-party engineers with any kind of bridging or mapping or some another method. So, yeah. Yes?
What is the threading model? Is there some threads that are launched for a generation of events?
Event? Do you mean that the system is like a device orientation changed or is it loop event? Yeah, the app EFL main event loop will be handling those kinds of events. It's not the multi-threaded. Any question? Okay, so, oh yeah.
So the UI is still single-threaded, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is time to have a lunch and enjoy your meal, and please see you at the DevLab again. Okay, thank you very much.